Welcome to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small, your source for the latest hunting and fishing information. Brought to you by LakeLink, your online fishing resource at lake-link.com.
Outdoors Radio is also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. ProfHearingCare.com. By Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. By Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance and available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers. Huntworthgear.com. And by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight climbing sticks and tree stands, and saddles too, an efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. Huntingbeastgear.com. I'm Dan Small. Today we have an all-hunting show, hearing protection for hunters, hunting specials at farm and fleet stores, and early season bow strategies. All that and more coming up on Outdoors Radio, so stay right there. If you're ever in a motor vehicle accident, call Hupie and Abraham, named Best Personal Injury Law Firm by the Wisconsin Law Journal year after year. The firm of Hupie and Abraham has collected more than $1 billion for its clients. In fact, they collect millions of dollars every month for hundreds of satisfied clients. Call the firm voted best and rated best, Hupie and Abraham, 800-800-5678, or visit Hupie.com. And all 11 offices of Hupie and Abraham in Wisconsin, Iowa, and Illinois are open for business. Well, Jeff Kelm is home for a couple of days, and then he's back on the road this week. Jeff, you were in Marinette for a National Walleye Tour tournament, a big one, I guess.
Yeah, the championship for the 2025 National Walleye Tour season, and wrapped it up there. Unfortunately, it was supposed to be 3 days, ended up being 2 days, and ended up qualifying only on Thursday and taking that top 10 from Thursday and fishing on that Saturday. Friday, if anybody was in that area of the state of Wisconsin, or I suppose even upper Michigan, you notice the gale force winds coming from the southwest, and nobody was out there fishing at that time. And so it kind of created some controversy online, because people believe that I have the authority to change the rules, and I could have fished the full 40 field on the final day. But the reality is I do have that authority, but I didn't like the rule either that stated that it is only the top 10 regardless of if we lose a qualifying day or not. But I'm not going to change the rules just because I don't like them. Generally speaking, if I change anything, it's due to safety and things like that. And that just wasn't those things. We go back to the drawing board and fix rules in post, I suppose. But either way, we ended up having a great event yet. Tom Wynn won his second, National Walleye Tour Championship. In fact, he won it exactly 1 year since his, first NWT Championship. Dwayne Jelm had won his, second Angler of the Year. He won in 2022 and now in 2025. And so some great accomplishments for some of the two of the most professional anglers that I have ever had the pleasure of handing over trophies to. Really just some great all around people.
And some familiar names. You've called their names before.
Oh yeah. I feel like he wins just about everything. And now, and Tom, I've had some fun with his name. His name is Tom Wynn. It's spelled H U, but it's, there's a song out there that says, all I do is win, 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 no matter what. And so I have a little fun with his name, being in that same category, obviously winning a couple of championships now back to back. And he's won a lot of other stuff as well on his way to the top.
Cool. Well, and with your couple days off, what have you been up to?
Hurting my back, Dan. Hurting my back.
Yeah.
I was trying to put up some deer blinds, building some deer blinds yet. Of course, I'm gone most of the summer and not able to do stuff like that. And so, tried doing some stuff on my own that I probably should have had a second hand for, and managed to tweak my back. So that's going to make this weekend at Cass Lake, Masters Walleye Circuit event, just a little bit more interesting for me. And, fortunately I've got a great staff that'll help me, but, I think I'm going to be hurting for a little while on this one.
Well, take it easy and let them do some of the heavy lifting. And, you know, Robert, in a few years, we'll be able to help you with those projects.
You're right. It's a matter. He's got school during the day, Dan. I can't pull him out of school to help build deer blinds.
But yeah.
Maybe I can find yeah. find an excuse now.
Well, I hope you heal quickly and I hope you have a safe trip over to Cass Lake and back. And I'll be up in Minnesota for a brief time this week. I'm heading up to Ballard's Black Island on the Canadian side of Lake of the Woods, but we go through Baudette. My son John and I and 18 listeners and friends are going to join me for 3 days and four nights of the greatest walleye, smallmouth, crappie action, sometimes some big pike and muskies thrown in. And as folks who've been listening know, it's a private island. Ballard's is the only resort there. We have guides taking us out every day. We have great meals, breakfast and supper in the lodge, shore lunch of the walleyes we catch. It's really turnkey service, and I'll tell you all about it next week. And listeners, if you have thought about this now but haven't pushed the button on it, you ought to join me next year. It's a great event. Now, Jeff, you could join me too, but you're so busy, you're watching other guys fish on these weeks.
Yeah, it's just comes at the wrong time of year, I suppose.
Yeah. Well, folks, coming up, Steve Dreyfurst, he's senior sporting goods buyer for Blaine's Farm and Fleet. He offers some great deals on hunting supplies. J.C. Chamberlain of Pappas Trading Post shares advice for early season bow hunting, and bow hunting season opens on this Saturday. That's today for most listeners. And Adeline Decry talks about hearing protection for hunters and shooters and invites listeners to a free hearing symposium in Westby on October 1st. All that and more straight ahead on Outdoors Radio.
We see you out there doing things your way. So why do you buy from the same retail giants as everyone else when you could be getting the same trusted products you want and need at the lowest possible prices from a family-owned company you can be proud to shop with? Be an original and head to Blaine's Farm and Fleet to find value on the things you value, in-store or online, with convenient same-day delivery or drive-through pickup, right here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Step outside, let us be your guide, Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to three waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle falls, and Washburn falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
Outdoor Radio is brought to you by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight mobile hunting climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories. Our patented tree stands are forged from a solid billet of aluminum, creating an ultra-lightweight and efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. Stop watching missed opportunities from a distance. Get mobile with Beast Gear climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories at huntingbeastgear.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. Well, it's time for Madison Outdoors once again, brought to you by Pappas Trading Post, Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. They are located on State Highway 14. That's just west of Arena and about a half hour west of Madison. You can also find them on the web at pappastradingpost.com. And joining us now as the season opens is wildlife biologist and Trading Post archery expert J.C. Chamberlain. J.C., thanks for joining us and welcome back.
Yeah, thanks for having us back.
Well, it is finally here, opening weekend. Hard to believe.
Yeah, it seems like the year's flown. It's a good thing. It's a great feeling to be back in the season, but definitely came and got here very, very quickly.
Well, as you're getting a little older, you will find the time seems to fly faster. That's true for me, and I'm a lot older than you. Just where did the year go and where did the summer go? But anyway, we are into hunting season. Now, we're recording this early in the week, but it looks like we're going to have some warm weather for the opener.
Yeah, at least compared to what we have had, we had a pretty good little cold snap here this last weekend, and it appears things are going to warm up a little bit, but, you know, still not terribly, terribly warm for early season, so should still be a good opener.
Well, what should somebody be doing early in the season? What should we be looking for?
Recently here, definitely have been starting to see more deer hitting the water. It's still been slower than most years about this time, with the amount of water we've had. Not surprised, but definitely should see that pick up as we go. The biggest thing right now is going to be food. Finding that food source, whether it be, you know, alfalfa, if you still have green beans, soybeans-wise, really good place to be. And then typically, you know, apples would be another good one, or some fruit that is coming in season. You know, all of that kind of comes into play, but right now my favorite thing, I think, is, you know, honestly, the alfalfa that's, you know, hopefully in that 2-3 weeks out of being cut.
Yeah, okay. Now, if you're hunting food and natural food sources, odds are you're going to be moving around. Are you finding more hunters mobile these days?
I definitely have seen a trend towards, you know, guys hunting out of saddles. Climbers have always been a big thing, but I think that the saddles have kind of started to take over that a little bit, just because it's lighter, easier to get in and out, and, you know, you don't necessarily need a perfectly straight tree to get in it.
Yeah. So
definitely guys have been more mobile, you know, and even with crossbows and or in general, like, you know, as we age, we don't necessarily always like to get up in a tree, so, you know, at some point we're going to start hunting off the ground a little bit more, and definitely it's seen that as being more of a trend here in the last few years for sure.
Interesting. So hunting out of blinds, pop-up blinds?
Yeah, either blinds or, you know, even tucking into brush piles, or honestly, in some cases, if you get a big enough tree trunk, you can kind of hide behind that.
Yeah.
It tends to work pretty well. I mean, I got to admit, I've shot most of my bigger deer from the ground, whether it be on purpose or by happy accident.
Yeah.
But definitely, you know, it is a tactic that works very, very well.
Well, for those folks who are going to be in trees or in tree stands, especially if you're moving from one location to another, a saddle is essentially a harness, isn't it? Or do you need a separate harness?
No, basically that is going to be the harness as well, because you're going to have your bridge line and stuff. So that, if it's set up correctly, you know, you're just as safe or safer in it, honestly, than a harness.
Okay. But in a regular tree stand, you want a harness, you want a lifeline?
Yeah, definitely when we're talking ladders, hang-ons, climbers, that sort of thing. You know, we've always thought, you know, I'm not going to get hurt and that kind of thing. And, you know, you just never know. Lifelines are pretty much in all of my stands now. And if I don't have a lifeline, I'm definitely wearing a harness and hooking in. I just won't get in the tree without it. Over the years, I've seen too many things happen to really good people and people that you wouldn't think wouldn't use a harness. We've just seen a lot of injuries happen, and unfortunately, they're usually pretty catastrophic.
They can be. Yeah, years ago, and I may have told this story more than once already on the show, I met a guy who was in a neck brace, and I said, what happened? And he was an arborist, but he had been grouse hunting, and he wanted to sit the last hour for deer, and he got up in his tree stand, and he dozed off. He wasn't in a harness, and he fell and broke his neck. I mean, that can happen.
Yeah, and, it, you know, it can happen to any of us. A lot of us have stands that are older, too, because we don't update those as much as we probably should. And, you know, that stuff wears out at some point as well, and you know, you never know when a stand's going to let go or something like that could happen. Definitely would push everybody to make sure they're safe and get home at the end of the night.
Yeah, for sure. And avoid those ash trees. I think most of us know to recognize an ash tree without bark, but they die and they're very brittle once they're dead. I've seen them fall over just with a little wind.
Yeah, definitely that super straight grain. It doesn't take much, so just be super careful. And if you even think at all that something could happen, I would choose a different tree for sure.
Yeah, it makes good baseball bats, but not good tree stand foundations if they're dead already. So, well, what are folks seeing now? I'm sure you're hearing from people, and maybe you've got a couple cameras out.
Yeah, I actually finally got most of the rest of them out here last week, and a couple of spots we hadn't hit yet. Definitely seeing plenty of movement on the cameras, and most every buck, actually I think every buck that we've had here recently has gone hardhorn. Pretty normal for them to kind of change up their routine just a little bit once they shed that velvet. Everything should be pretty hardhorned and kind of back in that even keel here by the opener. Movement, again, has been really good. Unless we get like a super hot spell, I think it should be a good time this weekend.
Yeah, good. Well, they must have been listening to last week's show, the deer, I mean, because you said, usually after Labor Day, they've shed their velvet, and sure enough, that's what's happening. So.
Yeah, and we even found, you know, this year it seemed like it was early, but we definitely had some even around the 20th or so of August, guys were reporting that had shed, which is kind of uncommon, but this time of year you can pretty much bet that they're going to be hard ones.
Now, what if the unexpected happens and a bow or crossbow breaks down or a string breaks or something? I mean, you're out of commission for a few days, but can you get a quick turnaround?
Yeah, things have been turning around pretty good with our season opening and others, you know, around the country. It could slow things down just a little bit, but typically you're going to be a week to two on the outside for the most part. So it should be a pretty quick turnaround, and we'll get you back in the woods and after that big one.
Okay. Any specials?
Right now we're still running the Cutty Back specials, $100 off the starter kit for their Link series there, which is the home cell unit, and then two cameras. So that's about it for now.
Okay, well, that is a good deal, and we've been talking about that now for a couple of months. So, folks, if you need a trail camera, a new trail camera, you're thinking to get into the cell system, the Cutty Back two cameras and a home base for $300, that's a pretty good deal.
Yeah, absolutely, and I believe that actually runs through the end of the month.
Yeah.
We're getting down on time.
Yeah, all right. Well, JC, good luck to you and to everyone there at the shop and all your customers, and we will talk to you in a couple of weeks, and we hope to hear a couple of successful hunt stories.
Yeah, I hope so. Good luck to everybody out there, and everybody be safe.
All right, thanks a lot. We'll talk soon. Folks, that was J.C. Chamberlain. He works at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena, about a half hour west of Madison. You can find him on the web at pappastradingpost.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Listen to More Outdoors Radio online at dansmalloutdoors.com. Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small. This next segment is brought to you by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations and everything you need for life in the Midwest. You can shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. Joining me now is Steve Dreyfurst. He's the senior buyer for sporting goods, hunting apparel, and hunting and shooting sports gear for Farm and Fleet stores, and he's really busy this time of year, as you might imagine. Steve, thanks for joining us, and welcome back to the Outdoors Radio Network.
Yeah, it's great to be here. Thanks for the invitation.
You're quite welcome. Now, this year, I guess, is the 70th anniversary of Farm and Fleet. That's huge.
Yeah, what an amazing business. It's a family-owned business. I've worked for other retailers in the past, but this is one of the best that I've ever worked for because the owner, who is one of the best in the industry, Jane Blaine Gilbertson, she is not just a great person, but she's a great leader. And What's great is she won't sell this company to private equity. It just means that the customers are never forgotten. We actually consider them as our neighbors. And while some of our competitors don't, the customers become a transaction, and that's just not in our DNA. So pretty amazing that we are still family owned in the Midwest and 70 years. Great to be part of it.
Yes, it certainly is. And, you know, I support local businesses. And even though you have 45 stores in four states, you are a local business for the folks who live in your immediate area. And I like the fact that you and others at Farm and Fleet refer to your customers as neighbors, because they really are, aren't they?
They are. And I also love the local aspect of it too. So wherever I can tie a partnership together with local businesses in the Midwest, where we can do it, I'm going to put my best foot forward to try to make that happen.
Yeah. Well, we are recording this a few days early, so we can have fun on the weekend too. But hunting seasons are underway. You know, this past week, or now 2 weeks gone, early goose, teal, and dove were underway. And this weekend, the big one, archery deer, and for a lot of hunters, grouse and rabbit up north. I imagine you've been seeing hunters coming in, buying licenses, and looking for last-minute gear in the last week or so, haven't you?
Yeah, we've got it all, and we're going to improve. As you know, I'm newer to the organization, but I've been in the industry for over 20 years, so I'm very well connected. I live and breathe hunting and fishing. My passion is archery, but you'll find me chasing grouse, ducks, geese, turkey, elk. It's just a part of my DNA. I'm from Wisconsin. I understand what our neighbors want and need. But in our organization here, I feel like we've got a lot of work to do. Our main focus over the next couple of years is going to be having a best-in-class shopping experience and web experience. What I mean by that is I want to make sure I'm bringing in the top brands for our neighbors that they expect us to have, because we quite honestly don't have all the top brands. So that's one of my first priorities. The next priority is going to be to make sure that we're in stock with all of our products, especially when these seasons start to hit us. We need that product now when they need it, when the season openers are just upon us, and not when it's like too early or it's too late. We've got to fine tune that. And so we have some work to do there. We're good at it, but I just want to make sure that we have a very good customer experience. And then finally, I want to make sure that we have some really hot quality product buys with the brands that we'll talk about here in a little bit. Every week I want to have buys. Everybody's pocketbook is a little tight in today's world. So wherever I can bring a hot buy value, I'm going to do that. You know, we could talk about that right next as far as some of the upcoming offers, if that's what you'd like to do next.
Yeah, well, let's talk about some of those hot buys.
Yes, tied in with our anniversary, the 70th anniversary ad. Those dates are going to be running from September 11th through the 17th, so it's just perfect timing with the openers that are upon us. One of the first offers you're going to see is we've got two hub-style hunting blinds, and they're a Rhino 100 and a Rhino 200 series blind. So the Rhino 100 is really a two-person blind. It regularly retails for about $109. It's going to be on sale for $69.99. This blind is a little bit smaller than the 200. It's basically got 65 inches from hub to hub. And then the 200 is actually a three-person blind. It's a little bit bigger. From hub to hub distance, it's 75 inches to 75 inches. It's got a quiet zipper. It doesn't have a zipper where when you're trying to sneak in during the rut early morning and also you have to bring that zipper open and it makes a lot of noise.
Yeah.
So it's a really nice, quiet, pretty easy entry and exit. That's one of our first buys. And then ammunition is obviously big this time of year as well. We've got the Winchester Super Target loads, and I love using these target loads for sporting clays, but I will also, when I'm chasing grouse in the Northwoods, I love using these target loads, and we've got them on sale during the anniversary special at $9.99 and will be on sale for $7.99, so a really good offer there as well. Come in and stock up on that. We've got a reward section as well in that promotion. What that means is our rewards members, it's very easy when you get into the store. All you got to do is just give them some basic information and it'll give you savings throughout the entire year. And I definitely will have some savings. For example, we've got a River's Edge tree stand. It's called the Lockdown. It's got a wider seat. It's a 17-foot ladder stand. The seat flips up. There's a shooting rail on it as well, and that flips up behind you for either archery or if you want to use it for rifle stand. But for example, that is a retail price of $349. Our non-members will continue to get a sale price of $299, but then our rewards member will get $100 off, and they'll get that actually at for $249. So really good value on that tree stand.
Yeah, that's a special deal. I love those tree stands with the mesh seat that folds up and with the shooting rail that folds up too. So it makes it easy to get in and out. And also you got something to rest your arms on when you're shooting with a rifle or a shotgun. And something to lean on, and also to keep you in the stand. You should have a safety harness on, of course. Keep you there if you doze and kind of lean over.
Which I agree with 100% what you just said there. You know, in the rut, if you're going to be out there for a long period of time, you want to stand up, flex, and just sit down when you want, and you just want to be comfortable. Those seats they make today, much better than when I was a kid, really comfortable. You can sit there all day if you want. And to your point, we do have the safety harnesses as well for muddy, for sure. I've known too many people, I've heard too many stories, and we definitely don't want to have any of our customers falling out of a stand. For $100, you can get a really good safety vest, and what's the cost of that, right? So yeah. I encourage that as well.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, we have featured on my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special survivor stories, a guy who fell out of a tree stand and lived because he had a safety harness on. And it's important. And another sponsor of my deer show is one of the items you're featuring here, Scent Killer.
Yeah, what a great company. I've had such a long partnership with these guys, and I've got a couple of really cool points about the product that's going to be coming up. You're going to see week after week a lot of the Scent Killer and some of the Golden Esters products on really deep discounts, again, where our competitors can't match it or beat it. For example, you're going to see a Scent Killer. It's a 48-ounce. It's a spray bottle and then another bottle, a 24-ounce bottle that you can use to refill the spray bottle. A regular price is $17.99. It's going to be a rewards member special at $10.99.
Wow.
However, finally, you have a mail-in rebate of $5 attached to the bottle. So that's going to get you down to $5.99. Unbelievable offer.
Yeah.
And we're going to continue to have those throughout the year, so be looking for those. But for sure, in this anniversary promotion, you're going to see that.
Fantastic. What else you got?
Deer corn, I know sometimes people, they love it or hate it. Either I'm a big fan of food plots, but some people definitely want to use deer corn, and they can legally do that in certain areas, right? So we have Record Rack. It's a 40-pound bag. I recently lowered that retail. It was at $12.99. I know there's some, just again, economic times. I lowered that retail down to $9.49 to make sure that, you know, we, again, brought value with a quality product. That's going to be on sale as well for $8.99 for our rewards members. So come in and get that. Again, just make sure you know your laws, you know, regarding the use of attractants and minerals. 9mm handgun rounds, we'll have those on special as well, normally $14.79, and our rewards members will get that for $11.99. The next item I want to talk about is pretty exciting because, again, as I stated, I'm newer to Blaine's, but one of the primary waterfowl shells that people like to use is going to be the Black Cloud brand. And we've added the entire lineup of Black Cloud ammunition in all of our stores. That will be coming up, not necessarily in the anniversary ad, but you'll see that as we get closer to most of the season openers. And I know it varies between the states that we have in Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan. Typically, it's at the end of September, and it runs into October in those states. But we'll definitely have Black Cloud. It's one of my favorites and go-to when I'm in the duck blind.
And you have one more item, I think, on your list, trail cameras, right?
I do, yeah. Hot off the press, I just got a call from Moultrie this past week. Next to our Tacticam series, we talked about it in our last segment, Tacticam has been hot. However, these Moultrie cameras continue to be a leader in the industry as well. They've got a two-pack offer that has been really, really moving in our stores. It's regularly $149 for a two-pack. That's going to be on sale now in our stores at $99.99 until October 15th. And if you really want to think about it, the single-pack is an Edge 2 trail camera for $79.99. So it's an unbelievable offer getting two cameras in one trip to our store.
Wow, two for $100 instead of one for just under $80. That's remarkable.
Yes.
Well, we got to let you go here, but I'm sure you got some hunting plans you can share with us.
Yeah, this weekend we're getting ready. I'll get the duck boat ready. Going to start practicing with the bow, get the stands ready, get the lanes all ready to shoot and make some good shots. Hopefully we're going to both be sharing stories the next time we discuss.
Yeah, we'll be talking again when the rut is approaching, so I would imagine you'll have some specials for us then as well.
Will do. We're going to have a bunch of rut specials, and we'll probably be able to tease out a little bit of Black Friday offers as well.
Okay, cool. Well, Steve, thanks so much. Have a great weekend, and good luck out there in the woods, and send me pictures if you get something.
Yeah, same to you. Pleasure speaking with you again, Dan.
You bet. Steve Dryfirst, folks, is the senior buyer for sporting goods, hunting apparel, and hunting and shooting sports gear for Farm and Fleet stores. They are serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan at 45 different locations. And, of course, you can buy online virtually everything they sell as well. And you can find them online at farmandfleet.com. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters. Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with professional hearing care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Pappas Trading Post is Southern Wisconsin's number one Matthews and Mission archery retailer. Located just west of Arena on Highway 14, they have a full-service pro shop, a 40-yard indoor range, a large selection of archery accessories, and a full assortment of Matthews apparel. Their expert staff can tune your bow for top performance. Gear up for bow season at Pappas Trading Post. Look for the two giant arrows and stop at Pappas Trading Post on Highway 14 west of Arena or visit PappasTradingPost.com.
Since our inception, Huntworth has worked relentlessly to incorporate innovative technologies and forward-thinking design into affordable camouflage apparel. Our gear, designed with the Disruption Camo pattern, utilizes computer-generated graphics featuring a high level of random and abstract visual noise to help you remain undetected in the environment. So whether you need the latest in hunting gear technology or clothing that just simply fits your lifestyle, Huntworth gear is what you're looking for. HuntworthGear.com. That's HuntworthGear.com.
Outdoor Radio is brought to you by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight mobile hunting climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories. Our patented tree stands are forged from a solid billet of aluminum, creating an ultra-lightweight and efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability. Stop watching missed opportunities from a distance. Get mobile with Beast Gear climbing sticks, tree stands, and accessories at huntingbeastgear.com.
Welcome back to your source for the latest hunting and fishing information, Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Dan Small, Professional Hearing Care, LLC, with offices in Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, and Fitchburg, Wisconsin, also Green Bay now, is a full-service hearing health care clinic. And Professional Hearing Care is the highest-rated practice in Wisconsin. Their website is profhearingcare.com. And you can call for information or to set up your first appointment, which is free. And the number is 608-292-4916. And mention that you heard about that option on Outdoors Radio. And joining me from Mauston is Adeline Decry. She's an audiology graduate student with Professional Hearing Care. She was on the show last month. Adeline, welcome back and thanks for joining us again.
Hello, hello.
Well, we learned last month a little bit about you, that you're completing your doctoral degree in audiology at UW Stevens Point. So you are officially a pointer, right?
Oh, yes.
And then you will be a doctor of audiology. That's wonderful. That's a lot of work leading up to that.
It is. I'm excited to be done with 8 years of school.
Yeah, wow. I know the feeling. Well, before we get into today's topic, a big part of today's topic really is our good friend Dr. Allie Anderson. You know, she has been on the show many times. She is a fan favorite, and she's on maternity leave now because she's got some great news. Can you share that with us?
She does. She now is the mother of a little girl named Callie Ann.
And she is gorgeous. I have seen pictures of Callie Ann. She's a sweetie for sure.
I cannot wait for Dr. Allie to bring her in just so I can meet her. She is precious.
Yes. Well, our listeners will be wanting to hear all about Callie Ann when Dr. Allie joins us again, but she's going to be taking a break for a few weeks at least, maybe a few months. But you are with us, and you are a shooter and a hunter yourself. I understand you're planning to do some pheasant hunting this year?
I'm hoping to. My dad loves to go pheasant hunting, and I try to come back to Minnesota to go with him at least once a year. So we've got something planned here for November, and I'm really excited about it.
All right. Now, how do you protect your hearing when you're hunting or shooting?
I protect my hearing by wearing over-the-ear earmuffs as we're walking down the field. I find those to be just the most comfortable, and they're also the ones that you know are placed properly. With those little insert ones, you have to be sure you get them in deep enough, and with the muffs, you just know they're on right.
And do you have muffs that will let you hear ambient sound and cut off the loud report of a shotgun?
I do, yes.
Now, how important is that?
That is really important because we know that firearms can produce about 140 to 175 decibels of sound, which can cause permanent hearing damage just after one shot. So it's super important that we're making sure we're protecting our hearing at all times.
And with a device that lets you hear what's going on around you, you know where your partners are, you hear the dogs, you hear the birds. So that's a safety factor as well, isn't it?
Absolutely, protecting yourself from those around you and from the noise in front of you.
You were a competitive shooter in high school, and we talked a little bit about that last time. So how did you protect your hearing as a trap shooter?
Yeah, when I was shooting trap, I was using the custom hearing protections where they took an ear impression of my ear, and they were fit specifically for me.
Is that something you offer at Professional Hearing Care?
Absolutely, that's something we do at Professional Hearing Care. We see a lot of different shooters and we fit them with the custom hearing protection. My favorite part of it is that you can get it in many different colors. So you could get hot pink and glitter gold if you wanted to, Dan.
Or Packer colors, I suppose, or even Viking colors maybe, no?
Yes, or the Vikings, yes.
Yeah, okay. I won't ask you which side you're on there, but maybe when they are playing each other sometime.
Yes.
Well, in addition to protecting your hearing, you folks, of course, offer hearing aids, and you have a free symposium coming up in October. Tell us about that.
Yeah, we do. It's actually going to be at the Westby Library, and it, like Dan said, it's a free educational event. It's October 1st at 10 a.m., and one of our providers, AJ, will be talking about ringing in the ears, hearing loss, and the science behind the ear-to-brain connection.
And that's absolutely free, and anyone can come. Do you want to hear from people ahead of time? Do you want them to make an appointment?
Oh, you guys can give the office a call. Dan's got our number there. And just let us know that you're coming so we have enough treats for everybody.
Okay. 608-292-4916. 608-292-4916. Now, in your years as a shooter and working with shooters and people who have had experience with loud noises in all walks of life, how common is tinnitus or ringing in the ear?
Tinnitus is very common. 80% of the people with tinnitus oftentimes have a hearing loss present. Dr. Alley always says that the ringing in your ears is like the brain's check engine light, that something's going on. So if you're experiencing any ringing, definitely give us a call so we can take a look into things for you.
I like that image, check engine light. Time to do something, whatever it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Did you find, as a young shooter with fellow high school students, did you find some of them had tinnitus?
Yeah, I did. A lot of my friends did have tinnitus, and my little brother is starting to notice some ringing in his ears too. So it's important that you're aware of what's going on or in your body so that you can take care of yourselves the best way you can.
Okay, is he a shooter?
He is a shooter. He is into competitive pistol shooting.
Yeah, and that's loud too. Well, anything else you want to share with our listeners, Adeline?
No, I don't think so. Just get out there, have a good season, and have some fun.
All right. Well, I'm sure some of our listeners will be coming to the symposium in Westby. Once again, that's October 1st. It is free. And if you call the clinic to let them know you're coming, they will make sure they have a seat for you and some treats. It's a big room below the library, in the basement of the library. So I know there's room for a lot of people, but they'd like to know who's coming. Well, thank you so much and good luck to you. We'll probably talk to you again next month and we'll see how things are going.
Awesome. Thanks, Dan.
You're quite welcome. Folks, that was Adeline DeCry. She is an audiology graduate student from UW-Stevens Point. She's working at Professional Hearing Care LLC as an intern this year as she completes her doctoral degree. And you can meet her at either the Mauston Clinic or the Fitchburg Clinic. She does get around. She's standing in for Dr. Allie while she's home with Callie Ann, her new baby. And Professional Hearing Care LLC is on the internet as well. You can find them at profhearingcare.com. And the number once again, 608-292-4916. I'm Dan Small. More Outdoors Radio right after this.
Here's a message from our friends at Remy Battery in Milwaukee, Waukesha, Escanaba, and Houghton. As we continue strong into almost 100 years of providing our community with high-quality batteries, we want to thank all of our customers and friends we have made over the years. We invite you to visit our newest location on Sunset Drive in Waukesha, formerly Challenger Battery. We have batteries from the largest military crafts and industrial machinery to alkalines and the smallest hearing aids. Big and small, we have them all. Stop in for a free battery and electrical check before you hit the road, trails, or the waters. Don't forget to ask our sales representatives about volume pricing. Call Remy at 414-384-0340 or visit online at remybattery.com for all your battery and battery accessory needs.
Step outside, let us be your guide. Florence County, Wisconsin.
Plan some trail riding fun in Florence County. Try the 17-acre ATV park with hills, mud puddles, and dunes near Fisher Lake. Hike to 3 waterfalls from Trail F5, 60-foot breakwater falls, 22-foot LaSalle Falls, and Washburn Falls. Camping options include several ATV-UTV-friendly campgrounds. Come take a ride. For more info, go to the Recreation tab at exploreflorencecounty.com.
We see you out there doing things your way. So why do you buy from the same retail giants as everyone else when you could be getting the same trusted products you want and need at the lowest possible prices from a family-owned company you can be proud to shop with? Be an original and head to Blaine's Farm and Fleet to find value on the things you value, in-store or online, with convenient same-day delivery or drive-through pickup, right here at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Be an original.
Hi, my name is Dr. Allie Anderson, an audiologist with Professional Hearing Care. I myself know how much fun it is to be at deer camp telling stories and playing cards. However, when you have a hearing loss, it can be very difficult and taxing on the brain long term. If you or a loved one has been experiencing hearing loss or tinnitus, give our clinic a call at 608-292-4916 or go to profhearingcare.com to book a free consultation.
Enjoy the ultimate shooting experience at the Range of Richfield, your one-stop shop for all shooters.
Just north of the Richfield Cabela's store on Helson Drive, the Range of Richfield offers 12 state-of-the-art 25-yard indoor shooting lanes for all pistol and common rifle loads, classes in home defense, basic handgun and concealed carry, a retail shop, trophy mount display, and more in a welcoming, family-friendly setting. Open daily except Monday to the public and members. Your ultimate shooting experience, therangewi.com.
For the nonprofit Ruffed Grouse Society, the well-being of the ruffed grouse and American woodcock is a special priority. But the Society's conservation work benefits more than just these two game birds. The organization's programs help a long list of other young forest wildlife, including songbirds that must have thick, brushy habitat to survive. For more information about forest wildlife habitat management, contact the Ruffed Grouse Society toll-free at 888-JOIN-RGS.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio with Dan Small.
Welcome back to Outdoors Radio. I'm Jeff Kelm. We're brought to you by Cedar Lake Sales on Highway 33 West in West Bend, on the web at cedarlakesales.com, by Crestliner Boats at crestliner.com, and by Mercury Marine at mercurymarine.com. See the latest Crestliner Boats and Mercury Outboards at Cedar Lake Sales in West Bend. And Cedar Lake Sales has a clearance sale going on now. 2025 boats and pontoons are available at a discount. Check it out. They've also got their Boat of the Week. You can take a look at their homepage, and they also have their storage reservations going on. I'm sure that's filling up fast, and they will fill up. So if you want a spot, make sure you reach out to them, get on their website, and get your spot reserved there. And maybe you want to buy a new boat while you're at it. We're also brought to you by Professional Hearing Care, LLC of Mauston, La Crosse, Westby, Fitchburg, and Green Bay. profhearingcare.com, by Blaine's Farm and Fleet, serving Wisconsin, Illinois, Iowa, and Michigan with 45 locations, and everything you need for life in the Midwest. Shop online anytime at farmandfleet.com. By Huntworth Gear, engineered for performance, available at Blaine's Farm and Fleet and other retailers, huntworthgear.com. We're also brought to you by Beast Gear, industry leaders in lightweight climbing sticks and tree stands, an efficient mobile hunting system that maximizes portability and durability, huntingbeastgear.com.
And if our TV show Outdoor Wisconsin is not on the air where you live, you can always watch past episodes at milwaukeepbs.org. And my Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV special from the past several years is available on the Deer Hunt Wisconsin TV YouTube channel. And we're working on this year's show, which will be posted in November.
And if you missed anything on today's show, we are broadcasting live all the time. Well, not live, but you can download it at any time, whenever it's convenient for you, online at lake-link.com. Go down to the bottom of their page. You'll find Outdoor Radio. Click on that tab. It'll take you there to download it. You can also check out outdoornews.com/podcast and download it there. And then Dan and I are on social media as well. Find Dan at Dan Small Outdoor. Find me at Hardwater Jeff.
A few things from the DNR. This year's deer hunting regulations are available. You can get them online and at license vendors, and they update them regularly. So visit the DNR website. Keywords there are deer hunting. There are some changes in the regs for this year. Most notably, management unit boundaries in the Northern Forest Zone have changed. So you better check the regs for details before you get out in the woods. The DNR is also accepting applications for a special deer hunt at Sand Hill Wildlife Area near Babcock. The deadline is coming up. It's September 22nd, and the hunt dates are November 8th and 9th. For details, again, DNR website, keywords this time, Sand Hill Wildlife Area Deer Hunt. And the DNR is sponsoring quite a few Learn to Hunt programs this fall, too many to list. For everything from squirrel to deer, including field dressing, cooking, and more. You'll find them all listed on the DNR website events page. Next Saturday, September 20th, is Clam Lake Elk Fest in downtown Clam Lake. Elk Fest starts at 9 a.m. All activities are free. They'll have live music, vendor booths, and exhibits, great food, an elk education presentation at 10 a.m., and a walking tour to hopefully see some elk at 11, and an antler hunt for the kids at 2 p.m. Details on Facebook at Clam Lake Elk Festival. Our theme music is by Warren Nelson. His next performance is next Friday, September 19th, at the Harbor Table in Washburn. Come for the show, which starts at 4. Stay for the fish fry. For more on Warren and his music, visit warrennelson.com. I'm Dan Small, here with Jeff Kelm. Jeff, take care of that back, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Sounds good, Dan. Thank you so much.
And everybody else, get outside this weekend. Be sure to join us again next time for Outdoors Radio.
When my lazy Ike is just too lazy to lure. When the worms go dry in the coffee can, honey, I'll be trolling.